Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, we ask that you would be glorified in our worship tonight. We give you all the praise and the glory.
There's a mighty river flowing. There's a mighty river flowing in this place. There's a mighty river flowing. There's a mighty river flowing in this place.
Your glory, let your power
your passion, let your power, let your glory. Lord, please let your passion, let your power, let your glory fill this place.
Go ahead and thank him tonight for being here. Go ahead and worship him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, good morning. It's morning inspiration and candid conversation with Poetic E. It's such a lovely day today. I just thank God for allowing me to wake up and see the beauty of his sunshine. Today is our morning inspiration and candid conversation again with Poetic E. I thought that song by the Cantinas was so appropriate. It's such a beautiful song, and it brings you into a place of calmness and solitude and peace. It just illuminates the whole environment around you. So I just really love that song. Today's segment of the show, this is our first day of the new month that we're starting our morning inspiration and candid conversation with me, Poetic E. You know, on different days and different months, we will, you know, have various, say, morning inspiration and candid conversation. That means that we will basically talk about everything that about the life experience. And it could be some things, some current issues, current news, things that are in the news, and wanting to, you know, kind of have a place to have conversation. Right now I'm having a little bit of herbal tea, you know, trying to get myself together here, because you kind of got to get yourself spiritually enlightened, you know, and then to be prosperous, it means to be prosperous in mind, body, and soul. So I'm trying to get my body part to be prosperous, you know, by being healthy, because that's very important to your life, is being healthy, keeping your body healthy. Really, the show is only for 45 minutes today, but I kind of wanted to start the show off this morning with a poem that I've written, which will be in my new poetry collection entitled God's Inner Peace. A lot of things that I want to talk about today and throughout future months is about people dealing with peace of mind, having peace in your life, in your surroundings, just having positive energy around you, period. I've been coming across so many people that are despondent from the current of, you know, situations that they're living in, and it bothers my spirit. I feel like that I've been placed here for a reason, and mainly because of people. I have a heart for people, and sometimes, if I see a stranger, it kind of bothers me if I see that homeless man on the street, or a person that may not look up to, that may not look like they're living a well-balanced life. That kind of bothers me because I feel like we have so many resources that God has given us on the face of the earth, and we have so much that we can share with one another. Sometimes there are some of us that have a lot that we can share. And there are some of us that have maybe minimal to share, but the bottom line is that sometimes, you know, we are in a position to share with others and to be a blessing to others, and we don't always do that. And so that's kind of what I want to talk about, being strength to other people. On this month, October 30th, I'm going to an event entitled with a I Am Woman Expo, and it's entitled Am I My Sister's Keeper? And that really stands out to me. That's part of the reason why I wanted to attend that expo, is because we are keepers of one another. We're put here for the service of other people. And I believe that God will give us the direction on who we're supposed to assist in our lives. Sometimes, don't get me wrong, there are people who will take advantage of your kindness. And so you kind of got to use your wisdom and kind of watch for those type of things and keep yourself removed from those situations. But for the most part, there we are assigned to be a blessing. You know, there's a saying that people, there's people that come into your life for a season, for a reason, and then for a lifetime. Well, we try to keep people in our lives that are not necessarily supposed to be in our lives. And sometimes that drains us spiritually from the strength, our natural peace. I've talked to people sometimes, and they say, sometimes, Michelle, that I feel so depressed. You know, I spoke to somebody recently this week, and they were telling me that they were feeling depressed. And that bothers me that people deal with depression and they don't know how to find a way to remove themselves from that state of mind. And this is why I kind of wrote this this book called entitled God's Inner Peace, because I want people, it's not a religious book, but because I am a spiritual woman and I serve a mighty God, then there are elements of scriptures and element of positive expressions and poetry and just different insights about the book that I want to people to embrace from it. It doesn't matter what religion you are following. Inner peace is inner peace. You know, meditation, the book talks about meditation. But there's a one particular piece that I have in the book of God's Inner Peace. It's called Peace of Divine Composition. I'm going to read that, then I'm going to expound on it a little bit and just take some excerpts from some of the lines and kind of expound on it a little bit. Excuse me. It goes as follows. Dazed, confused, better yet perplexed, sitting, thinking until the feel of the earth is no longer that of the light. Another day consumed with the complexity of frightening thoughts of how I'm going to make it on an earth that seems to be lost in her own space, or has returned to her original state of being, an earth without form. I am often trodden down in deep thought, wondering where are all God's bountiful promises? Where are the promises of a land of milk and honey? Where is the laughter when something said is meant to be funny? I seek daily to create a life that is free from the awful cares of this world, but my efforts have been pointless, because I was told such a life was already created by the Creator of all mankind. But man's disobedience has stripped us from the direct privilege, so I must digress from trying and wanting to enlist in an effort that will keep me from my truth. The truth is, ever since man has eaten portions of the forbidden fruit, mankind was exposed to the reality of its being redirected and exposed to the awful pains of two sides, good versus evil. Since the path of all mankind has been redirected, we must be subjected to embracing truth, and that is, to know God. To know good, we must confront the bad. To know what is to be happy, we must dance with the partner of the sad. To know strength, we must borrow the garment of the weak. To understand the true rewards of possessing riches, we must bathe in the humility of the poor. To know the beauty of peace and walk in its insanity, we must sing with the chorus of the despondent until the birth of a new song is generated by the vibes of our soul and brought forth into our hearts. To release the melodies of a new song that renders the notes of a divine angelic chorus, singing praises for the peace that has been written from the ink of sacred blood to produce divine composition. And that is a piece by Poetic Energy. That's myself. That's the piece that's included in my book called God's Inner Peace. And I wrote that to kind of get people to enlighten people on see that we have a way out. We have an escape to, even though we experience the things that we experience in our lives, good, bad, it's always two sides. You're going to have to go through life because of the story that's been told, that the men in the beginning ate from the forbidden fruit, and so that exposed us to a life of understanding or experience good and evil. And when I thought about it, when I wrote that piece, it's just two sides to every, you heard the saying that said, there's two sides to every story. And it truly is two sides. There's an up, there's a down. It's just a right and a wrong. So we kind of, if we learn how to look at life in that aspect, you could kind of see that even though you're down, the scripture says joy cometh in the morning. The scripture talks about having joy. You could be weak, but then joy comes in the morning. That's not how the scripture goes, but I'm kind of summarizing it. So that kind of tells you that the things that we go through in our life, there is a way out. There is a way when you're depressed or when you're sad that God won't leave us hanging. He has always given us a balance that we can seek out, but people don't always remember that. You have, when you're sad, a way for you to find happy. When you're glad, you'll be one day sad about something. That's the balance of life. But the bottom line is knowing and understanding how to get to that true inner peace in your life. And that's through God. Whomever you may serve, I don't want to make it, I know who I serve. I serve the Almighty God. But the thing about it is that we all need to find a common medium in our lives where we know how to search out that peace that we so dearly need to find. Even the first line in my poem, dazed, confused, better yet perplexed. There's a lot of people dealing with that, with the current market situation, losing their houses, losing, financial resources altogether. And I'm not going to lie, that type of situation, losing everything you had, reminds me of a man in the Bible called Job, that he lost everything he had, but his faith remained grounded in the truth of God's word, that he will take care of us. He will be there for us. He will provide for us. If he provides for the birds, the trees, the insects of the land, it's just like it's a natural, there's a natural automatic system God has in place that cares for all the living. And even in mankind, if we understood and looked at the beauty of the earth and just look around us, I know sometimes it can be difficult when those circumstances in your life are weighing you down so heavy where you feel like, oh, my goodness, I'm so confused. Is there really a God? Well, to answer a person like that, it's hard. You can't always just tell a person, well, there is a God. But you have to help them to see the beauty of waking up in the morning, the beauty and the privilege in waking up in the morning, being able to see the sunshine, being able to see the rain fall, being able to see feel the breeze from the wind and the trees. We have to learn to put ourselves in a position where we learn to appreciate life. If we begin to condition our minds to always surround ourselves in positive environments, positive energy, then we'll find ourselves, even when we're being weighed down with the cares of life, we will always automatically know, someone will automatically alert us in our spirit that this current state of mind is not going to always be my state of mind. you will learn how to find a common peace within yourself. I was talking to someone the other day, and they were explaining to me everything that around. If you would hear the story about what they're going through, it would bring you to tears. And there are a lot of people out there in this situation where, you know, all of the things that are around them are bringing them to tears, where they almost cannot bear dealing with their situation. But God said that He wouldn't put nothing on us that we couldn't bear. And we got to kind of remind ourselves of that. God gives us His Word, the Word of God. We have people that that He has given gifts as us, and, you know, including myself. People, poetry is just like one of the reasons why I have a poetic energy show, and I have a lot of things that I want to cover on many different days, is because I find poetry the ability to create poetry is a gift from God. It's a talent from God. It's being a messenger. A poet is like a messenger to me, because even sometimes when I write poetry, it really sends a message to me. It's like sometimes I'm preaching to myself. And I know a lot of Christian folks out there probably wouldn't even understand what I mean about how the Word of God and poetry coincide. We have David, you know, in so many words was a poet, and Solomon in so many words. If you just read some of the Book of Proverbs, the Psalms, and the Book of Songs of Solomon, you'll find some poetic expression, and it comes from God. And so these are different ways that, you know, poetry is a different way that we can minister to people, we can enlighten people, we can encourage people, we can strengthen people. And this is what I wanted to do with the Morning Inspiration and Candid Conversations. You have to talk about real life issues, real life situations, in order for people to find just some words that may be said on the show, some instances where somebody might be going through something, that may come across the show, and they may hear some of the things that we're talking about, and just be encouraged. This is my whole basis for this show, is to not to have a lot of people in the chat room, not to have a lot of people on the switchboard, but to somehow encourage the listeners on the internet, because live on the air, because a lot of people, they spend a lot of time on the computers, and they may come across the show and may hear something that really, really encourages them. And this is why I wanted to kind of do this show. But again, another piece about my the poem that I read, Peace of Divine Composition, second verse, sitting thinking until the fields of the earth are no longer that of the light, and that another day consumed with the complexity of frightening thoughts. There is somebody in their house just sitting there pondering day in and day out of how they're going to get out of their current situation. And they just really, really don't know what to do. And this is one of the things that bothers me about people dealing with those type of situations. Sometimes they start thinking, if you ponder too long and you're alone and you become depressed about your current state or circumstances, you're alone, not knowing how to reach out to God, reach out to people, no one's reaching out to you. But here's my thing of what I'm going to tell you to do, that try to think on those things that are lovely. Think about the good times in your life. And don't get me wrong, I understand that that may be difficult to do, but you never should sit too long pondering over your circumstances. Because if you're pondering over your bad situation, you won't find yourself finding your way to your resolve, your issues. you'll find yourself just thinking and become depressed just because of the things that you're going through. And therefore, you're not allowing your thought process to think of a way out, your results, what you're going to do to change your circumstances. You got to get yourself to a point where you want to change your circumstances. Don't take the coward way out and just don't do anything or to put yourself in a position where you no longer want to deal with life, but put yourself in a position where you want to find your strength, seek your strength out, because everybody, even when we're at our weakest, we do have, if you just have a light, if you can just see a light somewhere, you'll find your way to your strength and how to deal with your current issues in your life. You don't no longer have to ponder over it. And getting back to that, am I my sister keeper? You know, in the scriptures it says, am I my brother's keeper? We are, everyone that walks the face of the earth, we are our brother's keepers. And if you find yourself in a position to help someone do that, it doesn't mean that you should take on a lifelong responsibility, but if you see one of your friends, your sisters, your brothers, a stranger, God lays it on your heart. I remember one time there was a young lady that I was working with, and we were not on a personal level where we hung out with each other or anything like that. But really something, God kept nudging at my heart that even though she was working, that she was going tough time. And, you know, it can be a touchy situation if a person doesn't know you and you go up to them and say that, you know, God told me that you're struggling or you're having a rough time and I'm here to help. I want to help you. But we kind of got into conversation, long story short, we got into a conversation about, and, you know, she just started talking to me about some things, and I kind of ran between some lines, and I told her, well, I want to tell you something, but I don't want to offend you, but I'm going to tell you anyway because I want to be obedient to God. And I told her, I want to take you grocery shopping and, you know, buy you some groceries. And she immediately began crying. This happened several years ago. She began crying because she said, I have been struggling so much because she had so many bills that she was, you know, she was a young lady, you know, that was just struggling financially because she had schools and, student loans and a car note, and her they had increased her rent, and she just didn't know what she was going to do. And from that point, we began to talk even more. So that same day, we ended up going grocery shopping, and when we went to her home, she had absolutely nothing. And when I say nothing, she had nothing. You know how sometimes you may have groceries left over from the previous month. She had absolutely nothing. So I felt that at that point that I was being obedient to God because he had truly given me that message to be a blessing to her. Eventually her circumstances and her situation changed. I did mention that prior to that she had been out of work before she came to work for the company that we were at. But that's why she was struggling so much, because in between she had gotten laid off her previous job and had been looking for another job for several months. But that can happen to any one of us. So I just want to encourage people to be more obedient and more inclined to help people. And it's not always going to be – it's very easy for us to help our brothers, our cousins, our relatives, our friends. But I'm talking about being a keeper of your brothers and sisters that are strangers. And I mean just not, you know, you can't help everybody on the street, but I mean truly being led within your spirit that you're supposed to be helping a person. And, you know, so it's very easy to do that, you know, for people that you know. But I mean trying to really do some things for people that you don't know. And, you know, being of assistance, I have many stories that I can share with you, but it'll be over periods of times of giving. And it's not to boast in myself, but I've been led by God to do a lot of things for a lot of people. And I too, in my position, I have to work for what, to pay the bills and things of that nature. But you can't always look at it, because every time that I've been obedient to God, even before, even sometimes when I did obey, God still supplies my every need. God still provides for me. I'm not a multimillionaire, but I feel like one, you know, because it's when you're in a position to help someone else, that lets you know that you're being taken care of really well. And I want to encourage people to just be, you know, lend yourself to extend your hand of love and your positivity to other people that surround you. And even if you can't financially help them, there are other ways that people, if you just say a kind word, be a light. Let your life be a light to people. When people, I remember one time I had a client who owned a car dealership, and he personally called me down to his dealership, and I wondered why, and he told me simply, he said, because when you come to my place, there seems to be a peace that comes with you. And, you know, and there was a lot of turmoil going on in his office that day. And that was a huge compliment, but it was just like that one small request. That's amazing that somebody say your presence brings peace with you. You know, it's just, that was just truly amazing, huge compliment to me, but I can only attribute that to the peace that I so diligently try to keep in my life at all times. You know, I'm faced with difficult situations and stuff, but I constantly try to see the environment of having positive energy. That's why I like my poetic name, Poetic Energy, because it's just not about having a poetic name, but I truly seek out the positive to keep and surround myself with positive things, positive energies, keeping the negativity away from taking the strength from my wisdom and taking the strength away from my life, taking the sapping me of my strength of positive interjection or in my everyday life dealing with people. I think that it's just a comforting thing to be able to have peace and share that with other people, show other people how to obtain peace in their life in the way that they are able to cope with life circumstances. I know this. I only got 11 minutes to the show. I wanted to play another song, encouraging song, to kind of be uplifting in your life. Even if you're not a Christian, but if you're a person that's trying to seek peace, it's always beautiful to engage in beautiful music. And this is why this show also will, you know, play just beautiful, just whether if it's regular chords or Christian music, gospel music, just inspirational music, maybe instrumental music. These are some of the tools I use in my everyday life to try to make sure that I have peace or maintain a certain level of peace in my life on a daily basis. But this piece I'm just going to play is just the instrumental portion, and I'm going to play it and come back on the show and talk a little bit more about, helping one another to have a medium, finding their medium to the greatest inner peace that you can have in your life on a daily basis. Stay tuned. Thank you. Hey, welcome back to Morning Inspiration and Canvas, the conversation with Poetic Energy. We have a few minutes left in the show, and I just kind of wanted to just say to the listeners just to be encouraged. That's what the show is going to be about. This is our first week starting the Morning Inspiration and Canvas conversation, but to kind of recap a little bit, it's just learn to put yourself in a position where you're keeping yourself in a positive environment, keeping yourself surrounding things that are beautiful, even if it's sometimes going by the river, or if you don't have access to a river, just appreciate going to the park and appreciating the beauty of the earth and putting yourself in an environment where you're around positive people and that are doing positive things in their life, then you'll find yourself, stripping yourself away from depression and the despondency and things of that nature. But even if in the midst of your circumstances, I am a witness that if you help somebody else that's in need, whether it be just they need just something beautiful to say, to give them a compliment, or they need a few cans of food or something, just something very kind, I guarantee you'll find yourself feeling a sense of enlightenment and you'll find yourself, your situation will start turning around because you invested in being a blessing to someone else. Now, that's what this show was really all about today, finding within yourself and being a blessing to someone else, because that brings peace to your life. It brings a certain amount of peace, and those are the things that I kind of live by on a daily basis. A lot of people tell me that they can tell I have a good spirit. I'm not a perfect person, but I try to live my life in a certain way that I don't deal with a lot of negative energy. I try not to look down on someone that's fortunate than myself, because we all have needs in this life. And a wise man once told me that in order to be great in life, you got to first know how to, follow in life. And the great people don't become great alone, meaning that there's someone else that in my life, I don't care how successful or how blessed I am in my life, there's someone in my life that's going to affect the outcome of my success in life. So every time you come in contact with a person, you never know what they're going to do to influence or to help better your life. So we should make it a mission to be that type of person, that everywhere we go, every person that we touch, people know or feel the energy in our life. That's why I love my name, Poetic Energy, because I want people, when they come in my presence, I want them to be able to connect with the positivity in me. I want to be able to drop some energy with them, whether it just be to embrace them with love or share my light. I just want to be that type of person that really share the light and, be there for the betterment of people, men, women, boys, and girls. Thank you for listening to the show. We will be back next week with Morning Inspiration and Candid Conversation with Poetic Energy. We will be getting into more topics, but I kind of was just kind of led to talk about finding peace and being our brother's keepers and just helping people in general. Until the next time, I wish all of you a beautiful day, joy, love, and happiness. I hope it comes your way today. And you find your common place of peace on a daily basis, and you can just borrow from it every day when you feel that urge of despondency. God bless. Love you.
dear God. I pray that you open my heart and fill it with love. You want to ignore it, but you can't. You want to call it something else, but every time you get that gnawing feeling, that empty feeling in the pit of your stomach, you know. You know your behavior has gotten you into trouble again. You've been repeating your patterns, telling your stories, doing your thing. You've been acting desperate, acting needy. You've been giving more than you had to give, settling for less than you needed or wanted, and now you feel alone, angry, stuck and afraid, guilty and ashamed. It doesn't have to be that way. You just want to be loved. That's what we all want. To be loved, totally and unconditionally. We want to be valued and honored, held and heard, understood and respected, no matter what we've done, where we've been, or how we've gotten to where we are right now. We all just want to be loved. Souls long to be joined, one soul to another soul, for the sake of love. The voice of love is calling out to you. It's whispering gently into your heart, reminding you, I'm here for you. I love you just as you are. Everything you need, want, desire is right here. Love recognizes the jewel that you are right now. Love wants to hold you, comfort you, lift you right now. And you know what? You don't have to work to get love. Now, it's time to work on you. It's time to work on your heart, your mind, your behavior, your false notions about love that have caused the hurt, the pain, the confusion that you blame love for. And while you're working, love will not leave you. Love will not dishonor you. Love will not take anything from you. Love will fill you. Love will protect you. Love reminds you that the voice of God is whispering to you from within yourself. God wants you to know that He loves you because God is love. In the meantime, tell love where you hurt. Tell love why you hurt. Tell love how you got hurt, and love will heal you. Love is speaking to you, calling to you. Is it time to listen? Is it time to recognize love's voice? How will you know? Oh, you will know. Because the sheep always know the voice of the shepherd, and the shepherd knows how to take care of the sheep. Love is there for you, caring for you, listening to you, wanting you to receive its gift. Just open your heart and God will love you, because He always has.
I'll be there right away.
God bless you.
Dear God.